104.
Sorry. Amend subrecipient contract with Inhabit to increase by $100,000 to expand flood insurance savings program.
Colleagues, this ordinance provides an additional $100,000 for Inhabit to help reduce the costs of flood hazard insurance in Portland homeowners. The Portland Housing Bureau received a special appropriation of $50,000 in general fund resources to address needs in the community and initiated a sub-recipient contract with Clean Energy Works Incorporated, DBA Inhabit, to create a pilot flood insurance savings program. In 2017, Portland Housing Bureau piloted a flood insurance savings program to property owners in FEMA's Johnson Creek Flood Plan, which provided financial relief to 33 low-income homeowners, many of whom were seniors or from diverse backgrounds. This success prompted an expansion of the program to serve at least 50 more vulnerable homeowners in Southeast Portland, Lentz, and Powellhurst-Gilbert neighborhoods. Portland Housing Bureau's Flood Insurance Savings Program is another example of how the City of Portland is developing innovative approaches to addressing what is really a national problem. To discuss this further, we have Housing Program Coordinator Jacob Sherman and Neighborhood Housing Program Manager Andrea Mathiason. Come on up. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. Thank you for your time this afternoon. Andrea Mathiason, Portland Housing Bureau. So the Flood Insurance Savings Program that you have in front of you today is nested under the great work of the Lentz Stabilization Collaborative. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has designated that collaborative as an Oregon Solutions Project. It involves the commitment and passion and great work of not only the Housing Bureau, but the Bureau of Environmental Services, the Office of Management and Finance, Prosper Portland, and other community organizations and government organizations, all working to address the impacts of flooding on families and businesses in the Johnson Creek floodplain. As part of the collaborative, the Housing Bureau is really focusing on stabilizing the low-income, vulnerable homeowners in the floodplain. Lentz has historically been an affordable neighborhood, but now gentrification pressures threaten to displace the area's low-income and very diverse homeowners. As the mayor indicated previously, the Flood Insurance Savings Program was initially funded with a special appropriation allocation of general fund resources in 2016. The ordinance in front of you includes a general fund allocation provided in the fall bump. The Housing Bureau and all of our Lentz Stabilization Collaborative partners appreciate the Council's support of this great work and the resources that you've committed to this project. Thank you very much. And with that, I want to turn this over to Jacob Sherman, the Program Manager, so that he can provide you just a few high-level highlights of the pilot program's success and the outcomes that we would anticipate with the additional resources being considered today.
Great. Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. My name is Jacob Sherman. I work at the Portland Housing Bureau. Our Flood Insurance Savings Program was inspired by a very successful program that was launched in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy in New York City. You might not have firsthand experience with flood insurance, but trust me when I say that for the average household, flood insurance is confusing, it's expensive, and it's incredibly frustrating. In addition, for low-income homeowners in particular, rising flood insurance costs threaten to destabilize these families and members of our community. So with that, our Flood Insurance Savings Program, which was co-developed with Inhabit, really does what the name suggests. Helps people save money on their flood insurance and reduce their household expenses. The pilot program was highly effective. Some program results for you. For the 33 participants in our pilot, the average premium was $1,195. After the intervention through our program, most people got the average premium down to $450 for an average savings of $745 a year. We had one client who saved an astonishing $5,800 a year in her flood insurance. We've been focused on targeting households at risk of displacement. The average area median income of the homeowners served in our pilot was 66%. 39% of the people served in our pilot were communities of color. 18% were seniors. So as we look forward to expanding this program, we're eager to be serving more community members. We're getting ready to commence outreach with this ordinance going into effect, and we're happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Colleagues?
I'm just kind of curious, what are some of the things people are doing to reduce those premiums so much?
The program is kind of a three-step process, and to be brief, it involves hiring a professional land surveyor to come out and take detailed measurements of a home and then compare those to the estimated height of a 100-year flood. Inhabit then sends a home advisor through the home to determine kind of flood resiliency measures, and then both of those items are followed up with a targeted one-on-one counseling session with a flood insurance expert. And together, that package kind of results in those savings.
Great. That's great.
Any further discussion? Public testimony?
No one signed up.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Very impressive results being obtained. Aye.
Wheeler.
Good work. Thank you. Aye. The ordinance is adopted.